region. That was a year ago, back in June of 2023. Now, a year later, the Threshers, in the second half, return to Fort Myers as they are in a play the playoffs already, with Fort Myers on the cusp of claiming the final playoff spot. Welcome in to the Threshers Broadcast Network. I am Josh Sperber, here for the week at Hammond Stadium at Lee Sports Health Complex, or Health Sports Complex, I should say, in a potential Florida State League West playoff matchup between your Clearwater Threshers and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Currently four games out in front of the Lakeland Flying Tigers in the Florida State League West division, with 10 remaining in the final, or sorry, with 12 games remaining in the first and the second half of the Florida State League season. It's the final road series for the Threshers, the final home series for the Mighty Muscles before the playoffs begin. Marty Malloy coaching third base for the Threshers. He's running over there now as Darlin Caba gets ready to face Cesar Lares, the left-hander, who is 3-3 with a 4.46 ERA. Caba, the switch hitter, will be playing shortstop and starts off the game hitting right-handed against the left-hander Lares. Caba is had a tough start to his Threshers career, though he did have a great game number one in Tampa. He recorded a hit and stole three bases, as Caba starts off by taking a fastball from Lares for a called strike, and we're underway here at Hammond Stadium at Lee Health Sports Complex. 0-1 to Caba. Hit on the ground, foul down the third base line. Didn't miss by much, but it's no 2 count to Caba. 5-for-16 in four games against Dunedin last week. So he has a four-game hit streak going. Leading things off for the Threshers is Caba, where he typically hits in Clearwater's lineup. Lares now sets from the third base side of the rubber, rocks and fires. 0-2 to Caba, fastball missing outside, and it's a 1-2 count. Caba hits a line drive into left center field, and coming under it is Ferrer. He makes the catch for out number one. So one gone in the opening frame as Darlin Caba flies out to left field. So one gone as Caba is out, and now that brings up Dante Norrie hitting second for the Threshers, the Phillies' first-round pick in the 2024 draft. Let's go through the rest of the Threshers lineup as Lares gets ready to pitch to Norrie. After Norrie is Eduardo Tait, another lefty, with Joel Dragu hitting cleanup. Breaking ball settles over for a strike on Norrie, and it's an 0-1 count. After Dragu, the cleanup man is Carson DeMartini hitting fifth. Raider Tello is the Threshers' sixth hitter, with Brady Day batting seventh. Slider outside, it's a 1-1 count to Norrie. After Day, Cody Shoji Naga, the DH in the eighth spot tonight for the Threshers. Avery Owusu-Asidu is in left field, rounding out the order. Marty Malloy, the manager, coaching third for the Threshers, and Michael Jones, the bench coach, is coaching first. It's a 2-1 count to Norrie, who takes a breaking ball on the outside edge. 2-1 the count. Norrie started off his career with a five-game on-base streak and then broke it in his sixth game of his pro career, following that up with his first career walk-off hit as a pro as he goes around on the check swing, 2-2 the count on the fastball. His last game was Saturday against Dunedin, the Threshers' only win of the series. He went 2-for-5 with a walk-off RBI and a run scored. Both of his hits came in his final two at-bats. And now he's got a 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes, one out here for Norrie, who joined the Threshers on August 13th ahead of the 12-game homestand. Payoff pitch hit the other way, high, deep, and foul down the left field line. Will do it again at 3-2. Norrie, a Canadian native, initially from Toronto, where he lived for a year until he moved to the United States. His father, Micah, is an NBA assistant coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves. So he moved around a little bit, ended up in Michigan, where he did his high school ball at Northville. Norrie hits a number down the first baseline. He's sprinting it out as Lares barehands it. Whips to first just in time. And that is the second out of the first inning. So Norrie flexing the speed going down the first base line, but Cesar Lawrence makes a nice play for out number two. So two outs here in the top of the first inning. And as Eduardo Tait comes up to the plate, we'll take a look at the Fort Myers defense. The first base, Jay Thomason. Angel Del Rosario, a late addition to the lineup, is hitting second, or playing second, excuse me, with Brandon Winokur at short and Billy Amick at third. Tait takes the breaking ball for a called strike. It's 0-1. In the outfield for the Mighty Muscles, Jaime Ferrer has already made a play in left. Caden Kendall's in center, and in right field is Kala'i Rosario rehabbing from the Double-A affiliate of the Twins in Wichita. 1-1 the count now to Tait, and he is catching for the Threshers. Hadeem Jow is the catcher for Fort Myers, battery mate of Cesar Lawrence. Lefty sends the 1-1 outside. The slider makes it 2-1 to Eduardo Tait, who turns 18 today. So a big happy birthday to Eduardo Tait. Was formerly a 17-year-old top prospect, now at 18. Still the one of the youngest players, if not the youngest, on the Phillies' top 30 prospect list at just 18 years old today. Tait fouls off the fastball, and now the count is even at 2-2. Eduardo Tait, 5 homers and 15 RBIs on the season, or 17 RBIs, including a game-tying 2-run blast that he had on Sunday before a 5-run ninth gave Dunedin the final victory of the series. 2-2. Hard ground ball to second base. It's backhanded by Del Rosario. Quick shuffle towards first. He makes the throw in time. And Tait's first at bat as an 18-year-old ends the first inning. So the Threshers go down in order. 1, 2, and 3. Now the Mighty Muscles with a 4-game lead and 12 games remaining in the second half of the Florida State League season. The Mighty Muscles look to begin their home stretch as they quest for a playoff spot to try and face the Threshers in the first round when we return.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by Baycare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at Baycare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Bottom of the first inning as Fort Myers steps up to the plate for the first time against Juan Amarante, who was not on the roster the last time Fort Myers came to Clearwater, as Amarante sends a fastball upstairs to Caden Kendall for a 1-0 count. Amarante on the year has a decision in all 5 of his outings for the Threshers, where only one of those has been a win. He's 1-for-4, 6.55 ERA for the lefty Amarante. 2-0. Inside and low, and it's 3-0 to the leadoff man, Caden Kendall, also not on their Mighty Muscles roster the last time that they faced Clearwater. 3-0 the count to Kendall in the center field position tonight as he takes a breaking ball inside for ball 4. And Amarante walks the first batter for the Mighty Muscles on 4 straight pitches. In his 4th start of the season, he has struck out 23, walked 9, but allowed 16 runs in 22 innings on 29 hits. Two Ks away from 160 in what is his 20th minor league start. In a minor league career that began in the Dominican Summer League in 2022. Now Brandon Winokur up to the plate, fresh off a three-home run game as he started off with another ball, 1-0 the count. Here's the rest of the Mighty Muscles lineup with Caden Kendall on first and Brandon Winokur hitting second at the plate facing a 1-0 count. Give you the rest after the pitch. Amarante deals, fastball on the inside edge for a strike, and it's 1-1 as Amarante crosses the plate successfully for his first strike of the afternoon. Billy Amick follows Kalei Rosario in the 3 and 4 spots. Rosario rehabbing for the Mighty Muscles, playing here for the first time since 2022. Hadeem Jow is the 5-hitter after Amick, and Jaime Ferrer is hitting 6th. Daniel Pena bats 7th. Jay Thomason hitting 8th. And Angel Del Rosario bats 9th for the Mighty Muscles. A 2-year stay in Fort Myers for him. 2-1 the count to Brandon Winokur, who is actually now tied with Kalei Rosario for 2nd in the most home runs for the Mighty Muscles in a single season. He grounds one a short, though. Caba flicks today for 1 onto 1st, and it's a double play. Winokur keeps it on the ground, and if you hit a ball towards Caba with a man on base, you're probably going to get doubled up. So smooth is the 18-year-old. And Starlin Caba on a bang-bang play gets a double play to erase the base runners and bring up the number 3 hitter, Kalei Rosario. 12 home runs in 2022 with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, same as the amount Brandon Winokur has this year. Rubel Cespedes, last year's home run leader for the Mighty Muscles, gave them 13 long balls, most in the Mighty Muscles era of this Fort Myers team that began as the Miracle. 1-1 the count to Kalei Rosario, rehabbing from AA Wichita, and he faces a 1-1 from Amarante. We'll set the Threshers defense next. Fastball inside, and it's 2-1. Raider Tello's at first base for Clearwater. Brady Day at second. Starlin Caba is at third base, or at shortstop, and Carson DeMartini is at third. Now the 2-1. Rosario hits a high fly ball foul down the right field line, and it's 2-2. Joel Dragoo is in right field for the Threshers. Dante Norrie in center. Avery Wusuasidu in left, with Eduardo Tait doing the catching for Juan Amarante, a Venezuelan lefty, 20 years old, in his third season as a Phillies minor leaguer. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs to Rosario. Now the pitch. Breaking ball low and in, and the count goes full at 3-2. Mighty Muscles 13-7 in the month of August as they have solidified their lead on this Florida State League as Rosario sends a hard ground ball to third, diving stop by DeMartini. He quickly gets up and fires to first, and it ends up being Amarante facing the minimum in the first inning thanks to a pair of great plays from the Threshers infield. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we head to the second inning of a scoreless ball game when we return.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit thrushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at freshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers.
Joel Dragoo, cleanup man for the Threshers, leading things off in the top of the second, scoreless ball game as a fastball from Larez touches the outside edge to start off the second with an 0-1 count. Dragoo might have had the loudest start to his Threshers career, six RBIs in his first eight games as a member of the Threshers. Dragoo drafted in the seventh round out of Presbyterian College, a D1 school of the Big South Conference, where Dragoo dominated in his collegiate career. He sends another grounder foul down the first baseline, the third baseline, keeping the count at 0-2. Dragoo played every game in his final two seasons of action at Presbyterian, starting 110 of 112, with just one error committed in the outfield at PC. He was the only player to see all 57 games of action for Presbyterian in 2023, and then he had an even better 2024. He hits a hard line drive, but it's foul down the right field line. Then caught on the line by a fan. That's a great play. Fan right next to the berm on the right field foul side, just casually sitting. Reached up, grabbed the baseball with his bare hand, and then just went back to doing what he was doing. Wow, 0-2. Dragoo holds up the swing on the breaking ball. Did he go? He did not. And now it's a 1-2 count. Umpires for tonight, Chad Lagana is the bases ump, who just made that call, making the count 1-2 on the check swing from Dragoo. And Caden Tischner is calling balls and strikes behind home plate. One ball, two strikes to the first Big South All-American from Presbyterian College. That is Joel Dragoo. First time since 2011 a Presbyterian player made it to an All-American list, and he was third-team All-American, was Dragoo, along with fourth overall draft pick Nick Kurtz, now in the Oakland A's organization. One ball, two strikes to Dragoo. Check swing, but a ground ball over to third, picked up on a hop by Amick, fires it to first in time, and that is out number one in the second inning. Dragoo checking his swing, but the bat left out over the plate where the baseball was, and he was able to knock it to third for out number one. First four retired for Clearwater. Now Carson DeMartini up to the plate. And Carson is just always a guy who is excited to play the game. You can always see the emotion that he plays with when he's on that field. And at any point when he is around a baseball field, you know how much the man loves the game. One of his first road trips as a Thresher as he joined Clearwater back at the beginning of August. Now the 1-0 to Carson, taken the other way, and it's 1-1. This is actually his second road trip, so I was just asking him what he was most excited about. He just had the chance to play baseball again. 1-1 count to DeMartini, who also had a nice little phrase to kind of describe the way the Threshers kind of have their season going, as he takes the breaking ball outside for a 2-1 count. Phrase he wanted me to say on today's broadcast, hot, cold, hot. Kind of how the Threshers have had their season go. They were hot in the first half of the year. Now they're cold in the second half. Unfortunately, with a 15-37 record in half number two, as DeMartini strikes a line drive out to left field, sliding, but it bounces into the glove of Ferrer, and it's the first hit of the day. Carson DeMartini takes it the other way into left field, trying to get hot for the Threshers as they look to heat up in the home stretch of the 2024 regular season. Final 12 games of the year begin tonight. Threshers are here for the week before our final homestand against St. Lucie. Tickets for that at threshersbaseball.com. Now the Threshers have a man on first base with Carson DeMartini at the first base bag. Seven steals in seven attempts for the Virginia Tech product. It's a pickoff attempt at first as DeMartini's going, and he's taken out on the pickoff caught stealing as Brandon Whitaker steps in front of Del Rosario to apply the tag. So it's the first time Carson DeMartini is caught stealing. Goes 1-3-6 for out number two before a pitch is thrown to Raider Tello. Tello, undrafted free agent out of Iowa, who nubs a breaking ball foul, starting off his day with an 0-1 count. He played exclusively third base in college for the Hawkeyes, but has been moved over to first base while getting most of his reps over at third. He's hitting .214 so far in his pro career through two series, I should say. And now it's an 0-2 count. The most recent crop of draft picks added for Clearwater have only played at home. So Raider Tello, Titan Hayes, Sam Highfill, an undrafted free agent. Tegan Kane, unfortunately, on the injured list. Eli Trope, A.J. Wilson, Cody Shoji Naga, who's on deck. And Raider Tello, undrafted signee out of Iowa for the second straight year for the Phillies. 2-2 now as Tello takes a breaking ball inside. Keaton Anthony was a former college teammate of Tello's. And he has been a major success story when it comes to undrafted free agents, something the Phillies have done very well at signing. As Tello swings and misses at the curveball, and that's the first strikeout of the day. Cesar Lawrence gets the K, and despite the knock from Carson DeMartini, he sees the minimum, and the Threshers go down 1-2-3. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left aboard. Still scoreless as we head to the bottom of the second at Hammond Stadium.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for...
0-1 count to Billy Amick, starting off the bottom of the second inning with the heart of the Fort Myers order against Juan Amarante. Scoreless ball game, and now an 0-2 count as Amick takes a slider inside for a called strike. One of three pitches that Amarante offers. Not very often you see a starter with just three pitches, but Amarante successful with a fastball curve and a changeup. Fastball upstairs now, and it is a 1-2 count to Billy Amick. Third baseman today for the Mighty Muscles. He taps a breaking ball foul, changeup, rolls back to the backstop off the end of Amick's bat, and it's 1-2. 21-year-old, transferred once in college. He was a second-round pick and a national champion with the University of Tennessee. Hit .306 with 23 home runs. And a semi-finalist for the Dick Houser Trophy, as well as a member of the Golden Spikes Award watch list. So Amick, one of the best players in college baseball, coming from two really solid programs at Tennessee and Clemson. And Juan Amarante makes a great play up the middle. Comeback line drive, Short hop on the mound, and Amarante takes it to first. Fires it to Tello for the out. So a highlight reel play from Juan Amarante on a tough line drive. And that is out number one. So one gone now for Hadeem Jow, who takes a curveball inside, starting off the count 0-1. The 0-1, this one hammered out into center field. Norrie on his horse, and he's not going to get there. First hit for the Mighty Muscles goes for extra bases. Norrie picks it up off the wall, fires it into the cutoff man. That keeps Jow at second base. Former Loyola Marymount attendee, college teammate of Jared Thomas, third rounder of the Twins. Hits a double out to straight away center field with one out in the second for Fort Myers' first knock. That'll bring up Jaime Ferrer. In left field tonight with a man on second base and one out. He hits a fly ball out to shallow center. Norrie and Day sprinting, and it's Norrie who makes the call for it. Ball bounces in front of him for a bloop single. Jow stays at third base, and now there are runners on the corners with just one out. A double play could still end the inning without a run, as out comes Tait from behind home plate to relay the signs to his infield. Daniel Pena now coming up to the plate for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles as tonight's designated hitter. Runners on the corners, Ferrer on first with Jow on third, and one out in the second inning. Swung on and missed. It's an 0-1 count to Pena. Pena stands at 5'11", 205, 19-year-old, signed in June of 2022 out of Barquisimeto in Venezuela. Activated from the injured list on June 25th, and now swings and misses with an 0-2 count. He had a herniated disc, and he missed the first 2 months of the season. Hit 308 in 9 rehab games in the FCL with an OPS of 938 before getting the call up to Fort Myers in June. 0-2, instead it's a pickoff move. No play at first base as Jaime Ferrer is back in, standing up on the pickoff move. It's Ferrer on first, Jow on third with an 0-2 count to Pena. Ferrer, 5 stolen bases so far on the season. As Pena stays alive, fouling back a fastball from Amarante, keeping the count at 0-2. Ferrer, 5 steals and 6 attempts, with a rate of 1 steal every 3 games, as this is his 16th contest for the Mighty Muscles. 2 on and 1 out. Pressure shifted for 2 to the left side of the infield with the righty Pena at the dish. Another pickoff move in without a tag from Raider Tello. As we stay at an 0-2 count to Pena. No balls, 2 strikes the count. 2 on, 1 out. Here's the pitch. Upstairs on the changeup, and it is 1-2 now as Pena takes his first pitch for a ball. He was also a catcher on the Mighty Muscles last season, but played most of last year in the Florida Complex League. The 1-2 is popped up in a shallow center field. We'll see how deep it is as Jow readies to tag on third. Norrie makes the catch, and he fires home. Jow's coming. It's up the line. He scores. Throw to second base. Not in time as Ferrer tags as well. And the sacrifice fly moves up 2 Mighty Muscles runners as they take the first lead of the game on a sac fly to shallow center field. Pena gets the RBI, and the Mighty Muscles take the early lead 1-0. Jaime Ferrer now on second base, and the Mighty Muscles ahead with the lead. Bottom of the second with 2 outs is when we have the first run on the sack fly from Pena. Now Jay Thomason up to the plate, originally scheduled to start at second base, but moved to first as the original first baseman for the Mighty Muscles today was scratched from the lineup. That was Derek Bender, who was supposed to play first when the initial lineups came out. It's a 2-0 count to Thomason as back-to-back curveballs miss from Amarante. Man on second base with two gone. 1-0 the lead for Fort Myers. So Bender getting the late scratch. Thomason, who was playing second base, where Angel Del Rosario now occupies, he was moved up a spot in the lineup and moved over from second to first. Now he takes the fastball, the outside edge, 2-1 the count. Thomason, two home runs so far in his short pro career. He was taken out of the Air Force Academy in the 17th round. 2-1 the pitch. Cut on a miss. Throw back to second base. Not in time. And the count evens at 2-2. Just a 50K signing bonus as he finished his collegiate career with 58 home runs, the all-time home runs leader in the entire Mountain West Conference. Now the 2-2. Slider low and away, and the count fills up at 3-2. Thomason led the Mountain West in home runs in each of the past two seasons. Only Air Force player with 21 bombs in back-to-back seasons. Finished his career with a 1,122 OPS. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Thomason. As Amarante checks second and fires home. Payoff pitch outside and low, and that's ball four. Second walk of the day allowed by Juan Amarante. So, now Thomason moving to first base. Ferrer remains on second with a longtime member of the Mighty Muscles, Angel Del Rosario, coming up to the plate. Del Rosario, actually, I should say a longtime member of the Florida State League, as he was a minor league Rule 5 addition to the Twins, selected from the Toronto Blue Jays in December of 2023. Pitch misses low and in as Tait will get a new ball, and Del Rosario started with 1-0 count. He's got two men aboard. Thomason on first, Ferrer on second, with a 1-0 Fort Myers lead. He was a 2019 signee of the Toronto Blue Jays out of La Romana in the Dominican Republic, and actually faced the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles in the first round of the 2022 playoffs. Dunedin ended up losing to the Mets affiliate St. Lucie in the Florida State League Championship in 2022, but they took two out of three games from Fort Myers in the playoffs. He led them in stolen bases in 2023. Did play half of his season in Dunedin last year as he starts with the Mighty Muscles again on the Twins. It's a 1-2 count to Del Rosario as the fastball from Amarante hits the inside edge. Two years in a row, he led the Dunedin Blue Jays in stolen bases. Now he is a 1-2 in Fort Myers. As the curve from Amarante bounces into Tait's mitt, it's 2-2. Got up as high as double A in the Blue Jays organization. Was 5-for-20 in the final month of the 2022 season with double A New Hampshire. Now the 2-2. Hit back up the middle. Caba has to get there. He'll throw to first base instead of taking second. And Tello makes the squeeze to end the inning. So Caba goes the long way to first base. But Fort Myers has the first run of the ball game after they get their first two hits. Sacrifice fly scores Hadeem Jow. Pena gets the ribby as two men are left on base as we head to the third inning with Fort Myers leading the Threshers 1-0.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com Then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Baker Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at freshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brady Day leads off the top of the third inning. Takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. Lefty-lefty matchup as Cesar Lares is still the pitcher for Fort Myers, who have a 1-0 lead here in the top of the third inning. Lares deals. Day hits a hard ground ball to first, picked up on a pair of hops by Thomason. Runs the first base bag and tags it for out number one. Three unassisted on the ground out by Day, who is putting his 11 game on base streak to the test. And now up comes Cody Shojinaga, a former Kansas Jayhawk who has been bounced around the lineup in terms of positions played. He was recruited as a catcher but played mostly at second base in his time at Kansas. As he stiffens up on an inside fastball to take it for ball number one. Went to Mid-Pacific Institute High School in Hawaii. And then, after four seasons on the academic honor roll there, he set the Kansas freshman record with a .378 batting average on the way to a unanimous selection to the Big 12 All-Freshman team as the freshman All-American. He hits a hard line drive, but it's foul down the right field line. So close for Shojinaga, who will head back to the bag, or the plate, with a 2-1 count. Shojinaga was the fifth highest drafted Jayhawk in Kansas history, 192nd overall pick after he led Kansas in multiple categories over his first two seasons at KU before the draft. 2-1 the pitch. Curveball settles in for a strike. Now the count evens at 2-2. With the Threshers, he's played two series, both at home, hitting .130 so far with two RBIs that both came in Sunday's loss. Went 1-for-2 with three walks and those two ribbies. No more than one hit in a game so far for Shojinaga, but the two ribbies in his first game with an RBI. He hits a roller over to the shortstop, picked up by Winokur on a pair of hops. He fires it to first, and that's two outs in the third inning. So two quick ones on the ground for Lares and Fort Myers. They have a 1-0 lead here in the top of the third inning, two hits to one, with the Threshers' only hit coming on a Carson DeMartini single back in the second inning. Now it's Avery Owusu-Asiedu's turn, as he is trying to extend the inning for the Threshers. He takes a look at a curveball for a called strike. It's no one count to Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Seven homers, 22 RBIs on the season for Avery, and he is 1-for-9 over a three-game on-base streak as he swings and misses at a breaking ball to make it 0-2. Owusu-Asiedu has lived in three different countries, though he has spent the majority of his life in the United States in Waukesha, Wisconsin, where he played his high school ball before he was recruited to Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville. Three-pitch K for Lares as a breaking ball freezes Avery, and Lares ends off his second straight inning with a strikeout. Two Ks for Cesar Lares. Threshers down in order for the second time today. We head to the bottom of the third inning with Fort Myers leading Clearwater 1-0.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Oh, on the count to Caden Kendall, leading off the bottom of the third inning at the top of Fort Myers' order. They lead 1-0 as Kendall sends a two-hopper to third, but it bounces underneath the glove of Carson DeMartini. Looked like he had the play for a second, and we'll see what that is ruled. But the leadoff man is aboard for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles as Caden Kendall gets on. On the second pitch of the third inning. 1-0 the lead for Fort Myers. Two hits or three hits, depending on how the official scorer rules that two-hopper to DeMartini, as Brandon Winokur swings and misses over the top of a changeup for the 0-1 count. It is going to be ruled a fielding error on DeMartini, just his second in his pro career. And now the 0-1. Winokur hits a slow roll to third. This could be the chance to redeem himself. DeMartini to second for one, but a slide into Day gets Kendall out, and Winokur remains on first. Still, Carson DeMartini getting the lead runner, so the error wiped off the board on the 5-4 fielder's choice. Brandon Winokur replaces Caden Kendall on first base, and Winokur, the 6'6 third rounder from Minnesota last year, has 20 steals this season and has only been caught five times. 20 for 25 is Winokur. As Rosario comes up to the plate, back pick to first base on the ball and not in time. And that's actually a strike to Kalei Rosario, who is 0 for 1, grounded out to DeMartini to end the first inning. 0-1 the count, with a man on first and one gone in the bottom third. Amarante deals. Fastball low, and it's a 1-1 count. So with Kalei Rosario on the field for Fort Myers, Devin Saltaban in the Threshers' dugout. There are still two Hawaiians playing on each team, but three total here, as Cody Shoji Naga is originally from Hawaii as well. He's the DH tonight for Clearwater. 1-1. Instead, it's a pickoff move, and Amarante does not get the runner, sliding underneath the tag of Raider Tello over at first base. Still a 1-1 count to Rosario, who has been steadily moving up the Twin system, starting with Fort Myers in 2022, then last year in Cedar Rapids. This year he had been in AA Wichita with the Wind Surge. But he is now rehabbing here in Fort Myers. 2-1 count as Amarante misses on the pitch. He takes a long look over at first, fires home, fastball to the outside edge, swing and a miss. Now the count evens at 2-2. Rosario. 52 games in Wichita this year, 3 stolen bases, 241 average in Double A with 6 homers and 30 RBIs. 2-2. This one hammered out to left field. Back goes Owusu-Asidu. He looks up, and that ball is out of here. Kalei Rosario, 12 home runs in 109 games in Fort Myers in 2022. And he hits his 7th of 2024, first since returning to Single-A to give the Mighty Muscles a 3-0 lead. Both runs will be earned as the error taken off the base in the fielder's choice. Whitaker scores on the two-run blast by Kalei Rosario, his 13th as a member of the Mighty Muscles and 7th as a member of the Twins organization this season. It's a two-run blast, so it's 3-0 Fort Myers, still one out here in the third inning. That'll bring up the cleanup man, Billy Amick, with the bases already cleared for him. So he pops up the first pitch in foul territory. Tello starts a run, gets to the wall, and that ball gets out of play. It's an 0-1 count to Amick, who grounded out to the pitcher Amarante back in the second inning. So it's an 0-1 count to Amick. And the 0-1. Breaking ball low. It's 1-1. This one connected on by Amick. Deep out to left field, and the Mighty Muscles go back to back. Not too far away from where Rosario hit his two-run home run. And three pitches separate a pair of long balls for Fort Myers. Their lead is now 4-1 with one out in the third inning. And that is going to prompt a mound visit from the Threshers pitching coach Gustavo Armas. Amarante has thrown 51 pitches, 30 for strikes, but two of those strikes have left the ballpark. So Gustavo Armas now on the mound with Tait and Amarante as we look around the Phillies system. Starting off in Jersey Shore, where the Blue Claws are in the midst of their biggest series of the season. Not only is it a rematch against South Atlantic League South or North playoff foe of last year, Hudson Valley, but the Blue Claws are 3 games back of the Renegades as the two push for the final playoff spot in the South Atlantic League North Division. Right now, Estebenson Jimenez is on the hill for the Blue Claws, 1-1 in a tie ball game in Shoretown. Lehigh Valley getting blanked so far, bottom of the 5th inning with David Dollop at the plate, but it's the Syracuse Mets who lead the Iron Pigs 4-0. Reading, though, the only team currently in the lead in the Phillies system, 2-1 in the bottom of the 4th, as Dante Norrie makes a running grab off a bounce on the single by Hadeem Jaw. So Jaw is 2-for-2, halfway to the cycle with a double run and a single. And that is 3 straight knocks for the Mighty Muscles. 2 homers and the single after the fielder's choice. 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers. They have 5 hits with 3 already in this inning. Breaking ball missing inside to Ferrer and is a 1-0 count to the Muscles left fielder. He got a hit after Jaw back in the second inning, singling following the Jaw double. Little blooper to center field, not too different than what Jaw just hit himself. As the breaking ball misses low to Ferrer, it's a 2-0 count. As Threshers team, only coaches remain from the squad that clinched here back on June 10th in 2023. As the fastball misses outside to Ferrer, 3-0, with Amarante in danger of putting a second man on the bases. Threshers have a righty warming up in the bullpen, deep out in right field, so it'll be hard to tell who's coming in for Clearwater. It's a 3-0 count to Ferrer now. Jaw leading off of first as the fastball does the trick. Get me over heater. makes it 3-1. Looks like Jose Pena getting loose in the Threshers' bullpen as back-to-back strikes fill up the count against Ferrer. Change up low brings the count to 3-2. So Zhao on first base, not a speed threat much as a catcher. As he stays put, 3-2, hit on the ground to third, just gets through in between DeMartini and Caba. And it's the fourth straight hit of the inning for the Mighty Muscles. Two singles so far for Jaime Ferrer. And Zhao moves to second base on the sixth hit of the game for Fort Myers. Pena is not a guy who tends to go much more than two innings for Clearwater. So I think the Threshers trying to lengthen Amarante's start as much as possible. Last time the Threshers were here, they took four games out of two, but they're 4-5 in nine games against the Mighty Muscles, taking the first series and getting swept for the first time since 2022 in a series by Fort Myers. Daniel Pena takes a breaking ball low. It's a 1-0 count to the Muscles DH. He drove in the first run. RBI back in the second inning on a sacrifice fly. Two aboard with one out in the third, and Amarante deals. Fastball upstairs, it's 2-0. One gone for Pena. Zhao on second, Ferrer on first. As Amarante sets up the third base side of the rubber, 2-0 the pitch. Pena hits a high fly ball again, out this time out to right center field. Nori is called off by Dre Gu, who makes the grab on a slow jog, sends it into second. The runners stay put. Zhao on second, Ferrer on first, and two gone now for Joe Thomason, who walked back in the second inning. And Eduardo Tait out from behind the plate, calling out the signals to the Threshers infield as Thomason steps up to the plate. And Thomason going more with the Twins red in his accessories as opposed to the Fort Myers regular colors of purple and yellow. First pitch to Thomason. A hard ground ball to first, but it's picked up by Tello. He calls off Amarante and takes it to the bag himself, giving a merciful end to a third inning. Three runs come in for Fort Myers, coming in on four hits, including two home runs. All the runs are earned, one error, and two men left for the Mighty Muscles, who lead it by a score of 4-0 as we head to the fourth inning.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Top of the fourth, top of the order for the Threshers, coming up in a 4-0 hole after a pair of home runs leave the yard in quick succession back in the bottom of the third. It's no one count to Caba as the fastball pumped in for a strike by Cesar Lares. Cabanori and Tyeet against the lefty is the 0-1, just missing outside on the slider. 1-1 count now to Starlin Cabba. Coming in at number 89 on MLB's top 100 prospect, fourth member of the Phillies on that list. He hits one back up the middle, a great deflection for Fort Myers. Off the back leg of Lores and into the glove of Whitaker, stopping a surefire single and turning it into out number one. And that is just the kind of luck that the Threshers have had in the second half as Asia Morello leads a trio of herself and a couple of Fort Myers coaches out to the mound to check on Lores as he shows the ball hit off of his right ankle. And just a really tough break for Starlin Cabba and the Threshers. As Cabba looked poised to start off the fourth with leadoff single after a couple runs led up in a row by the Threshers pitching staff. The warm-ups have ceased in the Threshers bullpen. And now the pitcher remains to get checked out on the mound. So, with the injury timeout, we'll take a look at the rest of the Florida State League. And another series to keep an eye on this week. Last week it was Fort Myers and Lakeland, which will go to Lakeland for the final series of 2024. Lakeland and Dunedin are doing battle in Dunedin. The Blue Jays trailing by a game over the Flying Tigers in second place in the Florida State League West in the second half, after taking 5-6 against Clearwater. But the Flying Tigers lead at 3-1 in the top of the sixth over a TD ballpark. Jupiter needing some wins to get to the playoffs. They have a 4-2 lead, or 4-2 deficit against the St. Lucie Mets in Port St. Lucie. Bottom sixth inning there. Bradenton, a 4-1 lead on Tampa in the bottom fifth. Only final does not help Jupiter as Daytona took a 2-0 win against the other first half champions in the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's a 1-1 count to Dante Norrie as Lores remains out on the mound for Fort Myers. And Norrie grounded out back to him in the last at bat. He hits a high fly ball looping into the Fort Myers bullpen for the second strike of the at bat. And Norrie is now 1-2. Guy who's just always looking for ways to get better. Still kind of adjusting to life in minor league baseball, as you'd expect any 19-year-old who was thrust into the spotlight to do. As he hits a soft line drive to left, Ferrer comes in to make the grab for out number two. So Dante Norrie, guy who is certainly focused on mastering his craft. Now back in the dugout on the out. So two gone now. And that'll bring up Eduardo Tyeet, who had a ground ball to second in his last at-bat. First pitch is a curveball that taps the outside corner. 0-1 count to the newly minted 18-year-old Eduardo Tyeet. Still one of the youngest players on the Threshers roster and in the Phillies system, as Tyeet sends a grounder foul down the first baseline. It's 0-2. For a youngster, though, he's already drawn quite a lot of praise by the Threshers faithful. They might make jokes about Tyeet being younger than most everybody, but they never joke about his hitting ability. This one hit on the ground. Sliding stop made at first by Thomason. He picks up the bobble, flips it to first, where Lores is there to cover, and it's another 1-2-3 inning. 3-1 on the ground out for Tyeet. Threshers down in order for the second straight frame. And now the Mighty Muscles back up in the bottom of the fourth, leading 4-0.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Mo's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at Bay Care Ballpark.
Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at Bay Care Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-priced drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers.
Jose Peña starting off the fourth inning as he gets the first pitch swing from Angel Del Rosario. Foul territory and into the camera well. Raider Tello almost collides with a photographer trying to make the running grab, and Angel Del Rosario lives to fight another day. Four runs in the first three innings chases Juan Amarante from the game. The lefty allowed four runs, three earned, with two walks and six hits surrendered in six innings. It'll be his fifth loss in his sixth appearance for the Threshers if the game holds. Currently 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers. They have six hits, Threshers with one. And one error. 0-1 turns to 0-2 as Del Rosario takes a fastball for a called strike. Peña, one of the longest tenured members in the Phillies system, still with Clearwater, drafted out of Tampa Prep in 2021 in the sixth round. 0-2. Del Rosario hits a chopper over to short. Caba backhands it. Quick flip to first, but it pulls Tello off the bag, and it'll be an error on Starlin Caba. Rare to see him make a throwing error, but that one bouncing away from Tello, and the Threshers now have two blunders in the field, both on that left side of the infield. So, man on first. Another error leads off the inning, as it did in the third inning when Caden Kendall reached on an error at third to start off the frame. He ended up getting out in a double play before the onslaught of home runs came to make it a 4-0 Fort Myers lead. Fastball hits the outside edge to Kendall, and now it's an 0-1 count. He's 0-for-1, reaching on the error and walking. So 0-for-1, but technically he has reached twice. And actually that not ruled an error. Del Rosario's hit ruled a single. Now he's off for second, but it'll go back to first as Kendall sends the fastball foul down the right field side, and for the second time in the fourth inning, we have an 0-2 count. So nothing and two from Peña, a guy who is certainly a power pitcher. Fastball, splitter, curve, and a slider, with that slider hitting the high 80s. And Peña likens the pitch to, calls it a hard slider, which is what it is, but he does draw similarities between that pitch and a cutter. 0-2. Fastball hit right back up the middle as Norrie takes the run into right center. He makes the grab for out number one in the fourth inning. Norrie making that look easy as 21-year-old Peña retires the first batter on a flyout to center field. So now seven hits for Fort Myers with Angel Del Rosario on first base. And now Brandon Winokur coming up to the plate for the Mighty Muscles. A double play and a fielder's choice for Brandon, but he did score as Kalei Rosario followed up his fielder's choice with a two-run blast. First of back-to-back homers. He is on deck as Winokur waits in the box following the pickoff attempt on Del Rosario at first base. He has 22 steals, 20 or more steals each of the past two seasons in single A. Those spent with the Dunedin Blue Jays. And in Fort Myers, he is still quite the stealing threat. And another stolen base attempt. This one is just successful. And I don't think Brady Day agreed with that. He was the man who tagged Del Rosario on second. Third straight season with 20 or more stolen bases, as that steal is his 26th. It's a 1-0 count to Winokur, with a threat of the double play in the conventional manner neutralized on the 1-0 count. Del Rosario 23 for 25 in stolen bases with the Mighty Muscles. He had 3 and 4 attempts in a couple games with the Complex League Twins. And a pitch clock violation on Jose Pena prevented what would have been a steal of third by Angel Del Rosario, as Pena a bit late on the throw. And Del Rosario sent back to second base after seemingly taking third. 2-0 popped foul, and not too far away from coming into my window over in the broadcast booth. Now it's a 2-1 count to Brandon Winokur with one gone. That ball had to have hit about 5 feet or less below my open window. So I got to be careful and get ready. 2-1 the pitch, hammered the other way by Winokur, and it's a base hit. Del Rosario stopped at third as Dragoo's got a good arm. Tello is the cutoff man next to the mound who makes the play. So that's the second hit allowed by Pena. And now there are runners on the corners with two away after the, or with one away after the knock by Winokur. So Winokur is now 1 for 3. And that'll bring up Kalai Rosario, who hit a long home run in the last inning. Deep onto the berm out in left field, which was empty until his homer. It was followed up on a homer also to the berm by Billy Amick. And now looks like there's about 10 people sitting on the berm waiting for another souvenir. Winokur's off for second. High fastball, misses the bag. Throw home to Del Rosario, who's running, and he is safe. And the Threshers can't believe it. And honestly, I can't either. The throw came in from second base, and Pena had time and room to make the tag, and it really looked to me like he did, but instead, it's a double steal that puts the Mighty Muscles now ahead 5-0. So Winokur on second, and Del Rosario at home with his second steal of the inning. 5-0 Fort Myers, and a 1-0 count to Kalai Rosario. Now Winokur goes for third, and he got a fantastic jump, so Tait didn't have a chance. Fastball misses low. It's a 2-0 count, and just like that, Brandon Winokur is back-to-back stolen bases to put himself on third. 20 stolen bases, number 21 and 22 for Winokur, and 24 for Del Rosario. Infield in for Clearwater, 2-0 to Rosario, and now it's 3-0 as the heater misses low from Pena. 5-0 the lead for the Mighty Muscles. And I got to tell you, it was a lot more fun the last time I was here. Threshers 15-37 in the second half. And as I mentioned earlier, the last time they were in Fort Myers, they ended up clinching the first half title. One strike in to Del Rosario. Fastball on the inside part of the plate. It's 3-1 to Kalai. 3-1 the count. Threshers infield in with one away. And now the pitch. Inside on the breaking ball, and that's ball 4. Amarante walked 2. That was the first walk allowed by Pena. And the one out free pass puts runners on the corners with one out for Billy Amick. So one out, two on, and now off for second is the base runner. Winokur coming home as the throw misses to second, but this time Tait slides in and completely denies Brandon Winokur from stealing home. Winokur steals 2 out of 3 bases, can't get home plate as he is caught with the throw going 2-4-2. Rosario has the steal, his first as a Mighty Muscle since 2022, and it's no one count to Billy Amick with a man on second and 2 out. So now the Threshers' defense will move back to their regular depth as the fastball misses outside to Amick. It's 1-1. The 1-1. Low on the fastball, and it's 2-1. Pena's got a really solid fastball that's gotten up to 95. Usually sits 94, 95 out of the hands of Jose Pena. 2-1 the count to Amick now. And Pena turns around and makes sure Rosario is going to stay on second base. 5-0 the lead for Fort Myers. 8 hits to the Threshers, 1. Clearwater with an error as well on the night. 2-1 the count to Amick with two gone in the bottom fourth. Here's the pitch. Fastball in for a strike on the outside edge, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Man on second base with one run across already in the inning. Pena deals. Fastball just a bit outside, and it's 3-2. A full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs to Amick, who's 1-for-2 with that home run in the third inning. Payoff pitch, runner stays put, and Amick just taps it foul, keeping the count full at 3-2. Barely got a piece of that breaking ball from Jose Pena. So another full count offering coming from Pena. 5-0 lead for Fort Myers with 2 outs. And that's out number 3. Swing and a miss on the fastball. And Amick is down on strikes as Pena gets the first strikeout of the night for the Threshers pitching staff. But more damage is done for the Mighty Muscles. One run comes in on two hits. No errors and one man left. 5-0 Mighty Muscles on to the fifth.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment...
Heart of the Threshers order, leading things off in the top of the fifth. Dragoo 0-for-1. He starts off by taking a fastball outside from Lawrence. And it's a 1-0 count. He ground out to third in his last at-bat with Carson DeMartini up next. And in the hole is Raider Tello. 8 hits, 5 runs for the Mighty Muscles. And now with a 2-0 count on Dragoo here in the top of the fifth. Fastball just catching the zone at the letters of Joel. 2 balls and 1 strike, the count. The 2-1. Hit on the ground, slowly rolling toward short. Winokur comes in to make the throw. Running catch, and the throw whips into the Threshers' dugout. And advancing to second base on the E6 is Joel Dragoo. Winokur had an easy play, but Dragoo's speed forced his hand. So Winokur had to make the throw on the run, and an error by Fort Myers puts Dragoo on second base. It's actually the first time the Threshers have had a runner move past first, as Carson DeMartini was picked off and caught stealing after he singled the Threshers' only hit in the second inning. So now each team with an error, and the Threshers, their first run in scoring position, as they got trying to chip away this 5-0 Fort Myers lead here in the top of inning number five. They'll need a second hit to do that, and DeMartini, with a knock against the lefty, gets hit in the back. I'm hoping that was the back shoulder. I think it is, because that seems to be the part he's stretching out right now. If not, it would have been the back of the helmet, and I imagine the Threshers and athletic trainer Samantha Myers would be out there if it was indeed the helmet. So, hit by pitch as DeMartini will shake it off, and two good runners aboard to start off the fifth inning before an out is recorded. So Dragoo remains on second, DeMartini on first after the plunking. And now there's nobody out with two aboard for Raider Tella. The Threshers just need to score runs this inning, plain and simple. And Raider Tello hoping to be the man to do that. He had an RBI in his last game for Clearwater, going 1-for-4. Two of his first three ribbies came in the last leg of the 12-game homestand against Dunedin. 1-0 to Tello now as he takes a breaking ball for the ball. Dragoo not likely to steal third. DeMartini, the faster of the two runners. Seven steals on the season for him. Tello takes a breaking ball, slider in for a strike, and the count evens at 1-1. Dragoo with one steal in two attempts. In his last game, 2-for-3 on the season. As going over signs on the mound now is Hadeem Jow talking to Cesar Lares. Jow, the first ever Senegalese-born player that was drafted in the MLB draft. He was picked in the third round out of Loyola Marymount. You have a history of producing solid catchers, including Jared Thomas, who was picked by the Phillies in the 15th round last year, now up with Jersey Shore after beating the season here in Clearwater. Tello takes one the other way, and it's a base hit in a right center field. Dragoo waved around third. He's going to come in and score. DeMartini goes to third base, and it's an RBI single by Raider Tello. The Threshers are on the board with the first three batters reaching in the fifth inning. It's an unearned run on the error, but Raider Tello has his fourth career RBI as the Clearwater Threshers now trail by four with runners on the corners and nobody out. And this is the kind of offense we'd expect from the Threshers. Now Brady Day coming up to the plate on an 11-game on base streak with men on first and third. First pitch coming to Day, fastball low and away. It is a 1-0 count. Raider Tello had six steals in seven attempts over at the University of Iowa. He has not tried once in his short pro career that has lasted less than 10 games. He's back in standing up on the pickoff attempt from Lares to Thomason. He's on first base with DeMartini now 90 feet from third. Nobody out in the top of the fifth inning. The Threshers trailing 5-1. Slightly open stance for Brady Day. Lefty Lares winds and fires. 1-0 pitch. Misses inside and low. It's a 2-0 count. Day selected in the 10th round out of Kansas State. And the 22-year-old had a tough start to his career despite getting the first RBI by the member of the Phillies draft class in 2024. He has two ribbies and has reached in each of his last 11 games. He takes a breaking ball over the plate for a called strike. Now it's 2-1. Over his on-base streak, including his ground out today, Day is 9-for-37, double RBI, four runs scored in his last 11 games, which did include a hit streak that was nullified when he was taken off the bench to replace Brian Rincon. Day played all six of the games against Dunedin, came on for Rincon in the late innings twice as he swings and misses to make it 2-2. He was 4-for-18 with a run scored, RBI, and three walks in four starts in six total games against the Blue Jays. Two balls, two strikes the count as Day awaits the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Jow. And that is out number one on the strikeout. Little beer promotion running on the strikeout batter. Happened to be Brady Day. So we'll send a couple of Fort Myers home fans home happy as Cody Shoji Naga now tries to drive in another run. Threshers trailing by four runs, but they have two aboard with one out. Runners on the corners as Shoji Naga takes a fastball upstairs. He grounded out to shortstop. It is only at bat in the third inning. But Shoji Naga might be coming off of his best game as a pro. One for two with two RBIs and three walks in Sunday's loss. Now he is ahead in the count, 2-0, as a fastball misses wide of the zone from Cesar Lares. Pitch, breaking ball floats over for a strike. Now it's 2-1. Shoji Naga was the second hardest guy to strike out in the entire Big 12, had a 10.6 at bat to strikeout ratio in 2024, where he hit .335 with five homers and 46 ribbies. 2-1 inside on the cut fastball, and it's 3-1. A walk could load the bases and bring up the tying run in the form of a righty batter against a lefty pitcher. Three-one count to Shoji. Here's the pitch. Outside on the fastball, the bases are loaded. As Cody Shoji Naga moves to first base, Raider Tello will head to second. Carson DeMartini is on third base. And now the tying run comes to the plate for the Threshers with Avery Owusu-Asiedu. But before that, we have a mound visit from, I think, Ryan Ricci in his first year as the Mighty Muscles pitching coach. While they talk on the mound, let's take a look at the big league scoreboard on the mound visit. Phillies off to a hot start against the Astros, 4-0 the lead at the bank for the Phils. Yankees trailing 4-0 at home against the Washington Nationals in the bottom of the sixth inning in the debut of Dylan Cruz. Twins action. Former Mighty Muscle Trevor Larnach, who actually rehabbed during the opening series with Fort Myers, is at the plate with two outs in the bottom third, with the Twins trailing 2-0 to the Atlanta Braves. A's trail the Reds 1-0 in Cincinnati in the top of the seventh inning. Delay in Cleveland, having the Royals leading the Guardians 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the Cubs lead the Pirates 9-2 in Pittsburgh in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Owusu-Asiedu is a little number down the third base line, and Lares has to make a tough throw to first base, and he's not going to get there. An infield hit by Avery Owusu-Asiedu drives in a run as DeMartini scampers home from third. The runners go station to station on the RBI single by Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Might not be the prettiest of hits, but little number down the third base line cuts the deficit to three runs and puts the tying run on the first base bag. One gone, bases jacked for Starlin Cabba. Tello on third now, Shoji Naga on second, and Avery Owusu-Asiedu on first. 5-2 is the lead now for Fort Myers as Cabba takes a fastball low for ball number one. Other scores in the bigs, top of the fifth inning, Red Sox lead the Blue Jays 3-1. Cardinals trail 4-2 to the Padres at home in the bottom of the second inning. And the Giants and Brewers are in the bottom of the first, just getting started with a scoreless ball game so far. Same is the case in Chicago, where the White Sox are hosting the Rangers, but it's a delay in the top of the first inning after four pitches were thrown to Marcus Semien. And that could lead to the White Sox burning their all-star Garrett Crochet. So we'll see how that game goes, and with Marlins and Rockies about to get started in Colorado. No other games have commenced. 2-0 the count turns to 2-1 as Cabba swings and misses on a fastball. Now it is a 2-1 count. 5-2 the lead for Fort Myers. Both runs here in the top of the fifth after the Mighty Muscles have scored in each of the last three innings to take the early lead. 2-1 the count to Cabba. Sliced high in the air, but foul, and it's caught by Thomason right next to first. And a little foul pop brings up the second out to the fifth inning. Bases still loaded, and now Dante Norrie coming up to the plate. And this is a guy who has already shown that he can deliver in big moments. His last game on Saturday, he was 0-for-3 when he came up in the eighth inning. He drew a walk and scored a run as Norrie fouls off the first pitch he sees from Larez, 0-1. Norrie 0-for-2 on the day, though. He finished that Friday game 2-for-5. A walk and two singles in his last three at-bats, including a game-winning hit, cementing a multi-hit day for the first time in his pro career with his first ever walk-off knock down the left field line. 0-1. Slices this one foul, and it's 0-2 as Norrie's adept at going the other way as he fouls that one off over the bullpen in left for Fort Myers. A righty getting loose for the Mighty Muscles. So this could be the last batter that Larez faces. Maybe not this one, because Tait's a lefty too, so I imagine that if Norrie gets a hit, Larez will still face Tait. 0-2, just missing outside. Great take by Norrie, who actually started his swing, but he quickly realized the slider was heading outside of the plate. Now it's a 1-2 count on Norrie, and we're still alive with two gone and the bases jacked here in the fifth inning. 1-2, the count to Norrie. Now Larez sets from the third base side of the rubber. He deals. This ball hit in the air out to right field, and that's going to dunk in for a base hit. One run scores. Rounding second and coming home to score is Cody Shojinaga. Owusu Asidu moves to third. It's a two-run single for Dante Norrie. Second two-RBI game of his career. And just like that, the Threshers pull within one run. Shojinaga and Tello score easily on the knock. And now it's 5-4. And Larez will not face the lefty Tai, as out comes Brian Meyer to take his starter from the game. Tying and go-ahead runs are still on the cards of Larez if Norrie and or Owusu Asidu can score. It's 5-4 the lead for the Mighty Muscles as they go to the bullpen for the first time. Eduardo Tai to wait the new Muscles on. 5-4 the score when we come back in the top of the fifth.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Juan Mercedes is the new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles, and he's got a tall task ahead of him. Ninth hitter in the fifth inning for the Threshers, who have already plated four runs, cut the deficit to one. Now Eduardo Tait up with two outs, swings and misses at the breaking ball, starting off the count 0-1. So Larez's night is not done. He will not get a victory today, as he went 4 2/3 innings, with Mercedes coming in, two outs in the fifth inning. Runners on first and third, and now the pitch. 0-1, low and in. It is 1-1 to Tait. Two of the best runners for the Threshers are aboard. Dante Norrie has great speed on first base. 2-for-2 in steals so far in his young career. And Avery Owusu-Asidu is second among Threshers in stolen bases with 17 on the season. I don't think you have to worry about him stealing home, but he is on third. Not for too much longer, though. This one drops in and dunks into right field for a base hit. Norrie goes first to third, and Eduardo Tait ties the game. RBI single makes it 5-5 as the blooper to right field gives Tait a game-tying RBI for the second straight contest. Clearwater, start of the inning, down by 5 runs, and now the score is 5-5. And Joel Dragu will follow up Tait, who's on first base, by coming up for the second time. 10th hitter up in the inning. The Threshers have batted around, and they've got the go-ahead run 90 feet from home plate with one of their most prolific run producers in the second half of the season taking to the field. 1-0 now as the breaking ball misses outside. Tait has 9 stolen bases in his career, 4-for-6 in the DSL last season, 5-for-5 in the complex this year. 1-0. Way outside, bouncing in the right-handed batter's box, but it's picked up by Zhao, and a 2-0 count now to Joel Dragu. He is 0-for-2 today, but Dragu did score, coming home on the Raider Tello RBI single after starting off the frame on an error from Brandon Winokur. 2-0 the count, 2 on, 2 outs, the pitch. Dragu takes another ball, fastball to the outside edge, now it's 3-0. Norrie is property of Cesar Lares, who allowed 4 of the 5 hits. As pickoff attempt at first unsuccessful with Tait sliding back ahead of the Mercedes throw. So an even ball game here in the fifth inning, 5-5 the score as Dragu will head to first, loading the bases on a 4-pitch walk. As Mercedes has had a tough run to start the game, let up an RBI blooper to Tait in right field. And now that'll bring up Carson DeMartini. So bases loaded. Dragu on first, Norrie on third, Tait on second. As the first pitch misses to DeMartini, 1-0 is the count. 5-5 the score. The Threshers have come all the way back here in this fifth inning. And now they can take the lead on Carson DeMartini's at bat. He rips one out to right field, but it's right into the path of Rosario. And the Threshers end the sixth inning. With the bases left loaded. But the Clearwater Threshers put 5 runs across, all charged to Cesar Lares. 5 runs for the Threshers coming on 4 hits. 1 error in the inning, bases left loaded. But we're tied at 5 as we head past the halfway point. And the bottom of the fifth will come up next.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25,
Children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
A brand new ball game at the halfway point of tonight's contest. 5-5 now the score after a 5-run fifth by the Clearwater Threshers. First pitch to Zhao misses low, and it's a 1-0 count as Jose Pena spikes the breaking ball to start off the bottom of the fifth inning. Zhao, Ferrer, and Pena leading things off for Fort Myers. And the first two in this inning have yet to be retired today. 1-0 the count. Outside on the breaking ball, and it's a 2-0 count now to Hadeem Zhao. Third-round pick of the Twins out of Loyola Marymount University. He doubled and scored in the second and singled in the third inning. 2-0. Fastball inside, and it's a 2-1 count as the heater gets in for a strike. 8-5 in favor of Fort Myers, each team with an error so far. Mighty Muscles have scored in each of the last three innings, and Pena trying to break that streak, 2-1 on Zhao. He hits a cracker of a grounder, foul down the third baseline, fielded by the Mighty Muscles manager, Brian Meyer, who is coaching at the hot corner. Two balls, two strikes, the count now to Zhao. Pena deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Jose Pena pulls the string with a nasty curveball that has Zhao almost doubled over as he reached over the plate to try and make contact with that one. Jose Pena has now struck out the last two batters in a row. He's allowed one run. Juan Amarante will finish without a decision for the first time. Four runs on six hits, two walks, and three innings pitched. He was 1-4 in his first five outings for the Threshers, and in his sixth, he will stay off of the record sheet for the first time. Ferrer takes a fastball for a strike. Now it's 0-1. He's 2-for-2, like Zhao was, but with two singles and no run. 0-1 is the count to Ferrer, left fielder tonight for Fort Myers, as Pena rocks and fires. And that gets him. Oh, that can't feel good. Left hand hit by a 93-mile-an-hour fastball by Jose Pena, who checks to make sure that Ferrer is okay before getting a new baseball. And Asia Morello quickly out to check on Ferrer. And we'll see if he can stay in the game after this one. He should at least be able to run. But they're going to take a close look after the hit-by-pitch. First batter plunked by a Thresher today. Each team has now hit one batter, both of them coming in the fifth inning. Trainer will check out the batter as we take a look at the rest of the big league scoreboard, really focusing on games that haven't started yet. Marlins and Rockies just got started. Quantrill gets the ball for Colorado. A's and Tigers are in a delay. That game was supposed to start at 6:40, so about 2 hours ago in Detroit, as the Tigers look to go above 500. The rest, only other games that are yet to be played are on the West Coast. Mets are in Arizona with Sean Manaea going against Brandon Fate in Arizona. And the Rays are in Seattle. First time Randy Arozarena is facing his former team in his new home. 9:40, that game will start as an ovation comes for Jamie Ferrer as he runs over to first base without the need of a pinch runner. So he is on first with one out, and Daniel Pena comes up to the plate. One last game that has yet to start. 10-10, Orioles-Dodgers, Jack Flaherty versus Cole Irvin in a battle of deadline acquisitions for two teams at the top of their respective division. So man on first after the hit-by-pitch, and now Daniel Pena up to the plate, who takes a fastball inside and low. 1-0 is the count. Ferrer's now 2-for-2, but he has reached all three times. Ferrer has 5 stolen bases in 6 attempts through his first 15 games as a Mighty Muscle. Check back at first base, and the pickoff's attempt unsuccessful. with Pena still in the batter's box. 1-0 count to Daniel, who drove in the first run in the second inning on a sacrifice fly, then flied out to right in the third. He's got a 1-0 count on him with the man on first. This ball, lazy line drive, hit into right field, but it falls in front of Dre Goo for a base hit. First hit of the day for Daniel Pena, pushing the go-ahead run to scoring position as Jaime Ferrer is now on second base. So runners on first and second. The Threshers will shift for two as Eduardo Tait calls out the necessary signals to his infield. And now Jay Thomason comes up to the plate for Fort Myers. He reached on a walk in the second inning, but is 0 for 1. One gone, two on. 5-5 the score here in the bottom fifth. Pena deals. Fastball, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. That's strike one to Jay Thomason. A fastball that just kind of fell out of the zone, and Thomason went after it. Couldn't check his swing enough. And it's a swinging strike one. 0-1. This ball hit high in the air and out to right field. Dre Goo drifting into right center, making the catch and throwing in to third base. On goes the runner. It's cut off by Caba, and safe at third is Jaime Ferrer. So a productive out as Thomason is retired for out number two in the fifth inning. But now 90 feet away from giving Fort Myers back the lead is Jaime Ferrer. Two gone, and on comes Angel Del Rosario, who singled and stole home in the fourth inning. And first pitch, hit on a line to right field. Dre Goo runs in. He's not going to get there, and walking on home is Jaime Ferrer. Just like that, Fort Myers takes the lead back as Angel Del Rosario singles in a run to make it 6-5. So, the Threshers weren't tied for long. And that will bring up the leadoff man in Caden Kendall. He is 0 for 2, but he's reached base twice. Walked on four pitches in the first and reached on an error on the second pitch of the third. He takes a fastball to make it a 1-0 count. 6-5 lead now for Fort Myers. They're up to 10 hits, making it now seven straight games the Threshers have allowed 10 or more knocks. High fly ball in foul territory and out of play. Tait watches it gong off of the railings as it bounces into the hand of a nice gentleman who is looking for the closest kid to give the baseball to. Gotta love that. Should be a reflex in all of baseball. It really seems to be in this Florida State League, as nine times out of ten, if an adult catches a baseball, they give it to a kid, because there's usually a group of about five or six of them chasing after any given foul ball. Caden Kendall fouls off a fastball from Pena to make it 1-2. Two on, two gone. One run already across for Fort Myers with Pena, well, Daniel Pena on second base, and Angel Del Rosario on first with Jose Pena on the hill. Got to remember to differentiate the last names. 1-2 to Kendall. Fastball upstairs. Back pick to first base, and Raider Tello makes an acrobatic catch around the base runner Del Rosario. Tello himself was standing in foul territory. His glove was reaching into fair territory to try and keep that ball from going into right field. So it's a 2-2 count to Kendall now. Still on first base is Del Rosario with Daniel Pena on second. The ball rattles around the mitt and falls into the dirt. It's a 3-2 count as the breaking ball misses low to Caden Kendall. Runners will go with three balls and two strikes the count. Kendall is at the plate. Daniel Pena, the slower of the two runners, at second base. And Angel Del Rosario is at first. Payoff pitch. Fastball hammered into right field to right at Dre Goo. Takes about three steps in and makes the catch on a slow jog to end the fifth inning. But the Mighty Muscles get the job done. They get another run for the fourth straight inning on two hits with no errors and two men left aboard. After a five-run fifth for the Clearwater Threshers, the Mighty Muscles take the lead back 6-5 heading into the sixth.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
New pitcher on for the Mighty Muscles. Juan Mercedes is replaced after a third of an inning of work by Logan Whitaker. He's got a 1-0 count on Tello, who hits a line drive. Base hit out to right center field. Could be for more. Tello takes a sharp turn around third. He'll speed to second base. Throw is offline, and Raider Tello beats it out for a leadoff double. Back-to-back hits for Tello. Getting the RBI in the fifth that started the scoring for Clearwater, and now the double to secure his second multi-hit performance of his professional career. So Tello, the tying run already in scoring position with no one out in the sixth inning after the Threshers sent up 11 men to the plate in the fifth to tie the game up at 5. It's now 6-5 in favor of Fort Myers as Brady Day takes a fastball inside for ball number one. So the line for Juan Mercedes is complete. He will not get a decision, as he went a third of an inning with one hit allowed, one inherited runner allowed, and one walk. O-2 now to Brady Day. 11 game on base streak on the line, and a single could score Tello from second. He's being watched by Whitaker, and the 0-2 is cut on and missed, and Brady Day is down on strikes for the second straight at bat. So, Cody Shojinaga now up at the plate after Day went down on strikes. Tello on second, and Fort Myers leading 6-5. Shojinaga walked in the fifth inning. And he ended up scoring a run. First pitch to him, in for a strike on the fastball, and it's an 0-1 count. The count. Pitch. Curveball missing inside. Count evens at 1-1. So now Del Rosario is holding Tello at second base, though he is unlikely to try and take third. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken the other way, and that's going to drop into right field for a base hit going under the glove of Del Rosario. He slowed it down enough, and that kept Raider Tello on third base on the single by Shoji Naga. So Shoji has now reached in each of his last two games, two walks and a hit in the last one. Now a walk and a hit in three at-bats so far today. Tello on third, now runners on the corners with one out. And Avery Owusu-Asidu up at the plate for the Threshers. Seven hits for Clearwater after having one in the first four innings. And the pickoff attempt at first goes wide of the bag, and that's going to tie the ball game on an error by Logan Whitaker. Off to second goes Shoji Naga, and the go-ahead run is in scoring position on the E1. That scores Raider Tello to tie this game at six. Second error of the day, and the Threshers take advantage of a Mighty Muscles mistake to tie this game back up at six runs apiece. Seven hits for the Threshers for the six runs and one error. Six runs, 10 hits, two errors for Fort Myers. Shoji Naga, the go-ahead run, is on second, and now Avery Owusu-Asidu waits for his first pitch. Curveball in for a strike, dropping on the outside half of the plate, and it's 0-1. Owusu-Asidu drove in his 23rd run of the season on an infield single back in the fifth. Now he's got a chance to give Clearwater their first lead of the game. 0-1. Breaking ball low, and it's 1-1. Threshers have not successfully come back from a deficit of more than three runs. They have tied the game after a five-run deficit and a six-run deficit, but have never completed the comeback in 2024. 1-1. Owusu-Asidu checks his swing. Doesn't matter anyway. Curve in for a strike. He looked like he was about to go after that curveball, but held up, and it's 1-2. One gone and a man on second base. Del Rosario watching Shoji Naga at the Keystone sack as Avery Owusu-Asidu takes a timeout to shuffle around the dirt in the right-handed batter's box. 1-2 the count to Avery, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI in the fifth inning. And now the go-ahead run on second. 1-2. Outside and low as the slider curves into the zone, but well below the knees of the 6'5 Avery Owusu-Asidu. Two balls, two strikes with one out. And now the pitch. This ball hit well, but our ground ball right to Whitaker. Wormburner scooped up, fired to first. Low throw in time, and that's two away. That's what you want to do if you're Avery Owusu-Asidu. You hit the ball hard, just sometimes it's going to go right to a fielder. That's baseball. Two gone, and Starlin Caba now in the position to drive in the winning run. Eight RBIs on the season so far for Starlin in just about 20 games. And he has three of those eight RBIs on the hit streak. He bunts it, and it's picked up by the catcher, and Caba just too slow to beat out that one. So Caba tries for the bunt to give the Threshers the lead, but Shoji Naga is stranded on second in the sixth inning. One unearned run for the Threshers, coming on two hits, one error, one man left aboard. Threshers can't take the lead, but they do tie it. It's 6-6 with the bottom of the sixth next.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little English Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
I wanna go Bally Ridge.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
Well, I feel bad that I had my commercials on that long because you guys just missed a great catch by Joel Dragu. New pitcher for the Threshers is Tristan Garnett, rehabbing from Double-A Redding. And the first pitch he threw was taken out to right field by Brandon Winokur. Joel Dragu, almost to the track, made the running grab for out number one. One pitch, one out for Garnett here in the bottom six. Now Kalei Rosario up at the plate. Fastball low, and it's a 1-0 count. Rosario hit a two-run home run in the third inning. Walked and stole second in the fourth on a double steal. That was not successful. He is one for two. Now he has a 2-0 count against Garnett in a battle of Double-A rehabbers, as Rosario is expected to go back to the Wichita Wind Surge, and Tristan Garnett, who pitched against Rosario in 2022 when he was a Thresher, expected to go back to Redding. Fastball on the outside corner, and it's a 2-1 count now to Kalei Rosario. Garnett was spectacular when he was with the Threshers. Another example of the great success that undrafted free agents have had in this Phillies system in the last couple of years. Garnett was an undrafted free agent out of Cal State in 2021. He's got a 3-1 count on Kalei Rosario, and Tristan has been one of the better relievers in the Phillies system this season. In 2022, he had a 186 ERA. He has a 321 ERA in 27 relief appearance in Double-A. That's his 26th walk of the season. First below Double-A as Rosario heads to first on the two-out or the one-out walk. So Rosario on first, he's the go-ahead run in this 6-6 tie. And the lefty Tristan Garnett fires in. Amick tips a fastball foul, it's 0-1. Garnett's 26 years old, ranked third among all Phillies minor league pitchers with that 180 ERA combined between Clearwater and Jersey Shore. He had a 196 batting average against in 19 relief appearances with the Threshers, 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner, it's 0-2. Garnett began last year with a fight in Phils, ended up in Redding after a long stretch of 23 games without allowing an earned run going from June the 9th until August the 27th. 39 of 46 appearances across two levels for Garnett. He kept it scoreless, finishing with a 194 ERA, fourth among Phillies minor league hurlers. And you can see why there, swing and a miss. A nasty curveball fools Billy Amick into swinging. And now there are two outs as Garnett picks up the first K of his rehab assignment. That will bring up Kadeem Zhao. And Zhao is 2-for-3, but he struck out in the fifth inning. He's got a man on first with two gone. And Garnett deals. Fastball hit back up the middle. Base hit as Caba can't get there in time. Stopping at second base is Rosario as Zhao extends the inning with his third hit of the evening. The double, two singles for Hadeen. And there are two away, but two on. Runner in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles is Rosario. And that'll bring up Jaime Ferrer. And I got to say, I'm pretty happy to see him still in the game. It looked like he was really hurting after he was hit in the hand by a pitch in the fifth inning. He stayed on, came around, and scored. You don't like to see guys leave games because of injury. Fastball upstairs, it's a 1-0 count as he avoids the high heat from Garrett. Ferrer, though, has reached all three times in which he has come to the plate. two singles, and then the hit by pitch. It was after the hit where he scored a run in the fifth inning. Swing and a miss there, and the curveball gets by him. It's 1-1. Ferrer, fourth rounder out of Florida State, initially from Bayamon in Puerto Rico. 6'1", 218 pounds. 21 years old is Ferrer as he faces the 1-1 from Garnett, the pitch. Curveball upstairs, it's 2-1. Some rosin now for Tristan, who spent a lot of his offseason staying around in Florida, training over at the Carpenter Complex with a number of other Phillies pitchers. 2-1. Fastball popped up in a shallow right field. Dragoo goes forward and Day goes back. He calls off Dragoo, makes the catch a couple feet from the infield dirt, and for the first time since the first inning, the Mighty Muscles are held scoreless. So Garnett gives up a hit and a walk and strikes a batter out in his rehab outing and keeps Fort Myers scoreless. No runs, a hit, no errors. Two left aboard for the Muscles. 6-6 ball game heading into the seventh.
Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at Bay Care Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-priced drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-priced drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Tie ball game here in the top of the seventh inning. It has been back and forth for sure, but the Clearwater Threshers have the momentum right now. Five runs in the fifth and a run in the sixth. And Tristan Garnett just held the Muscles scoreless for just the second time in an inning this game. Nori starts off by taking a ball and now swings and misses a fastball for strike number one. Logan Whitaker still on the hill after 14 pitches, 10 for strikes in the first inning, where he allowed an unearned run and put himself out of a potential win. I don't think it'll be a blown save. Actually, it could be a blown save because Mercedes could have technically been in line for the victory as he allowed the tying run against Cesar Lawrence. Two on the count. Nori hits a high fly ball out to center field. Going back and now to his right is Kendall. He reaches up to make the grab on the fly ball for out number one in the seventh inning. So Nori, who had the two RBI knock back in the fifth, now drops to 1-4. Eduardo Tait, who has a game-tying RBI in each of the last two games, including the tying single in the fifth inning. He's 1-for-3 on the day, just 18 RBIs. So far for Tait, he led the complex league with 49 in his first 50-plus games of the season. In his 23rd game for the Threshers, he has 18 ribbies. And remember, he just turned 18 today. Liner the other way, and it's a base hit into the right center, left center field gap for Eduardo Tait. He'll stop at first, and Tait has a pair of singles in back-to-back frames. Now the Threshers' backstop is aboard first base, representing the tying run here in the top of the seventh. Eighth hit of the day for the Threshers, second for Tait, as Joel Drégout comes up to the plate now for Clearwater. No hits for him, but he's reached in each of the last two innings. Error in the fifth inning put him on. He ended up scoring on a Tello single, and then he walked to lead off the sixth. Or then he walked for the second time in the fifth, excuse me. When innings go into more than nine batters, I get confused very easily. We're now in the seventh, 6-6, the score, 1-0 to Drégout. The pitch, fastball upstairs, and it's 2-0. Pickoff attempt at first, and again the ball gets away from the first baseman. Second throwing error on Logan Whitaker, and once again, the Clearwater Threshers take advantage of an error on the pickoff. 2-0 to Drégout, and the second E1 of the night for Logan Whitaker makes it, puts the tying run on second base. The count. Tait on second. He's got pretty good speed for a catcher. And the 2-0 to Drégout, curveball settles in for a strike, 2-1. A single from Drégout might not undoubtedly score the run, but it certainly could. And this one fouled off by Drégout. Breaking ball blasted behind the plate, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drégout hits a ground ball the other way, picked up by Del Rosario in the outfield, and he boots it. The ball gets away from Del Rosario, and Tait comes home and scores. Joel Drégout on first base, and after leading by as much as 5 runs, the Clearwater Threshers take the lead on the fourth error of the night by the Mighty Muscles. Just 1 of the 7 runs has been earned so far. Clearwater with runs in each of the last 3 frames, and boy, are they going to take this one. Drégout reaches on the E4. He's still at first base as he's checked back on a pickoff move by Logan Whitaker, and I actually think that is his first successful pickoff move of the day in terms of actually completing the throw into the glove of the first baseman. Now Carson DeMartini takes a curveball. First pitch to him is in for a strike on the outside corner. He ended the sixth, or the fifth, with a hard fly ball out to right field. After he was hit by a pitch and scored, he's 1 for 2. Fastball hits the outside corner, and now it's 0-2. Pickoff attempt at first again. Caught by Thomason, and Drégout stays on first base safely. So an 0-2 count to DeMartini, one gone and a man on first. Threshers leading for the first time, and DeMartini striking out for the first time. Another reason you can show how much he loves the game, he gets on himself if he makes a mistake. An inning-ending flyout, or in this case, a strikeout. DeMartini looking upset with himself after that one. Second out of the second inning as DeMartini goes down swinging. Second K of the afternoon for Whitaker, and now Raider Tello up at the plate with 2 gone. Man on first is Drégout. He does have 2 steals as a Thresher, and he stays put as Tello swings and misses behind the fastball, 0-1. 2 hits in each of his last 2 at-bats for Raider, and both of them have ended up producing a run. Tello is 2 for 3 on the day, 2 runs scored and an RBI, and now faces an 0-1 count after the unsuccessful pickoff move over to first base. Runner goes, and he'll have to head back to first as Tello pops up the next pitch. Foul, it's 0-2. Drégout got a nice jump, but he'll propel himself off the second base bag back to first base. Nothing to the count, two gone. Dragoo leading off of first. We'll see if he tries to steal again. He does not. Tello takes, and the fastball misses outside to make it a 1-2 count. Righty warming up in the Threshers bullpen as Tristan Garnett likely done after a one-inning rehab stint. 1-2 to Tello. Outside, and it's 2-2. He takes the breaking ball to even the count at 2 apiece. Two-two, runner goes. The pitch hit in the air out to right center field. Coming to his left is Kendall. He makes the catch on the run. What a great play by Caden Kendall. Going a long way from center field, jumping over Rosario in right to make that catch and end the seventh inning. But the Clearwater Threshers get themselves another run. One hit, one error, and one man left aboard. Threshers have the lead for the first time today. 7-6 the score, and a new pitcher will lead them out to the bottom of the seventh.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Daniel Pena leads off the bottom of the seventh inning against a new Threshers pitcher in many ways, Kyler Carmack, who gets the second pitch, hit deep out to left field, but Owusu Isidu makes the easy play for out number one. Pena, Thomason, and Del Rosario leading off the seventh inning for Fort Myers, who are playing from behind for the first time. So Carmack on for the second time as a Thresher. Kyler, as he gets Thomason to swing and miss at a fastball 0-1. Carmack was a 20th round pick by the Phillies out of the University of Mississippi. One start in 9 games after he transferred from Arkansas State following a second team All-American season as freshman All-American season in 2023 as a two-way player. 0-1 fouled back, and it's 0-2. Now Carmack hit Carmack was a two-way player at Arkansas, also played his center field when not pitching. Now the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Three-pitch K to Jay Thomason, and Kyler Carmack with his third strikeout of his pro career gets out number two in the seventh inning. So two gone for Angel Del Rosario, who made a costly error that allowed Tait to score in the seventh inning. Now he bunts it, and Carmack tries to barehand it, but can't get it. It'll be base hit number 12 for Fort Myers, and the tying run is on first on the bunt single. So Del Rosario is the first base runner for Fort Myers here in the seventh inning. They have at least one hit in every frame but the first. Del Rosario already has two steals, including a steal of home, and he is on first base with two away. Now the leadoff man, Caden Kendall, comes up. A walk, an error, and two flyouts in his 0 for 4 night so far. First pitch is a fastball catching the inside corner for a called strike to Kendall. Tristan Garnett is in line for the victory. One inning, one hit, one walk, one strikeout, but no runs. 0-1 the count to Kendall, who was 0 for 3 on the day. Del Rosario with a big leadoff of first, and a neon yellow sliding mitt on his hand as the pickoff move gets away from the first baseman, Tella. Third errant throw on a pickoff attempt, first for the Threshers, as Del Rosario moves into scoring position. So, it is an 0-1 count to Kendall, man on second with two outs. Del Rosario with a leadoff of second. He is certainly capable of stealing third. 0-1 to Kendall. Curveball up and in, and it's 1-1. Carmack allowed three runs in two-thirds of an inning on Saturday in a game the Threshers ended up winning in extras. 1-1. Breaking ball in for a strike. Now it's 1-2. Called strike to the center fielder, Kendall. One ball, two strikes the count. Two gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. Del Rosario leading off of third. He's the only base runner, tying run on second base for Fort Myers. Now the 1-2. Curveball got Kendall in the left shoulder. Knocked his helmet off, getting away from the pitch. Del Rosario trying to sneak to third. I'm assuming he's going to be pointed back to second. There he is, as Carson Kendall becomes the second Muddy Muscle hit by a pitch tonight. So two on and two gone. Kendall to first, and Del Rosario heading back to second as he tries to take third on the ricocheted pitch. So, two gone, now Brandon Winokur coming up to the plate. The man who might be the Muscle's most dangerous hitter right now is 1 for 4 on the day with a flyout, fielder's choice, and a double play surrounding a single where he stole two bases and then was cut down at home trying to steal home. 1-0 the count as the breaking ball misses inside. Del Rosario on second, Kendall on first, so two good runners representing the tying and go-ahead runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. 1-0 to Whitaker now. Fastball hit high in the air out to the infield. Day comes in front of the pitcher's mound, reaches up, makes the grab as he calls off the infield, securing the pop-out to end the seventh inning. So Carmack bends, but he does not break. A single and a walk or a hit-by-pitch allowed, but no runs. One error, two men left aboard, and the Threshers maintain a 7-6 lead heading into the eighth.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Left-on-left matchup to start off the top of the eighth inning as Brady Day keeps the bunt out for a strike on the breaking ball from Wilker Reyes. 7-6 lead for the Threshers. This would be their largest comeback win of the season if they can hold on, but a tenuous one-run lead for Clearwater here in the ninth inning. O-2, the count today now, leading off the eighth with Shoji Naga and Owusu Asidu to follow. Next pitch bounces out of the catcher's glove. It's 1-2 today. Fouled back, and now it's 1-2. Breaking ball just slices off the top of the bat of Day. So it's a one ball and two strike count to Brady. And check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. That's strike three. Three straight at bats with a strikeout for Brady. And he goes down swinging against Wilker Reyes as Reyes starts off his night with a sixth K for Fort Myers. Logan Whitaker in line for the loss. Two unearned runs on three hits with two Ks in two innings. But the Threshers now lead 7-6. Shoji Naga hits a soft fly ball out to right field. It's in foul territory for Thomason, who reaches up, makes the over-the-shoulder grab. One pitch to Shoji for the second out. He is 1-for-3. Two gone now for Avery Owusu-Asidu, who's 1-for-3 as well. His one hit in the fifth drove in a run, and he ended up scoring himself in a frame where the Threshers put up 5 runs. Two gone, and a one-run lead for Clearwater in the top of the eighth inning. 8 hits and 2 errors on those 7 runs for Clearwater. 12 hits and 4 errors for Fort Myers. Swing and a miss by Owusu-Asidu. Breaking ball by him. It's 0-1. Fastball right down the pipe. Owusu-Asidu takes it. It's 0-2. O-2 hit on the ground, foul into the Mighty Muscles dugout. Still an 0-2 count. Nothing into the count as the lefty Reyes winds and fires. Now the 0-2. Tap foul again. Owusu-Asidu fighting off the last two pitches after starting in an 0-2 hole. O-2 to Owusu-Asidu. Ground out and a strikeout sandwiching that RBI single with a run in the fifth. Now the 0-2. High fly ball might not make it out of the infield or in fair territory as it goes foul and into the Threshers' dugout. Not too far from hitting, I believe that's Luis Avila. No, I think it was Cody Shoji Naga. Hard to tell. Either way, it's still 0-2. And last three pitches knocked foul by Avery Owusu-Asita. Still an 0-2 count, two gone in the eighth. Threshers lead by one. Both bullpens clear as each of them put out a new pitcher in the last frame. Carmack might get his second in the next inning. 0-2 from Reyes, misses outside. And now it's 1-2 to Owusu-Asita. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Now the pitch. High fly ball, foul once again. Four two-strike pitches knocked foul by Avery Owusu-Asita. Owusu-Asita hits this one on the ground to Winokur. He scoops it up quickly and fires to first, and that will do it for the eighth inning. Threshers go without a run for the first time since the fourth inning, which was also the last time they went down in order. 1-2-3 go the Threshers as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Clearwater 7 and Fort Myers 6.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Kyler Carmack back out for his second inning of work for the first time in his pro career. Starts off double-A rehabber Kalei Rosario with a strike on a slider. 0-1 is the count. Heart of the Mighty Muscles order as they try to put up a run in the eighth inning, trailing 7-6 as a breaker misses low. It's 1-1. Rosario to be followed by Amick and Zhao, each of whom have an extra base hit today. It's a 1-1 count to Kalei, who homered, and this one might tie it. Deep out to left field, and that ball is gone. Kalei Rosario ties up the game with his second homer of the afternoon. Three homers for Fort Myers, and it's 7-7. Trevor Larnach had a home run as well against the Threshers, major league rehabber in the opening series. The Threshers won that series 4-2. Kalei Rosario has two. And now we got a brand new ball game here in the eighth. Nobody out for Billy Amick, who connected on home run himself after Rosario hit his in the third inning. But since then, he struck out twice. Now 0-1 against Carmack, who might get hit with a blown save after that home run. Breaking ball misses up, and it's a 1-1 count. The 1-1. Swing and a foul ball. Just got a piece of it on the backswing, did Amick, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball upstairs. Looked like a curve that evens the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Outside on the cutter, and it's 3-2. 7-7 now the score. 13 hits, including three home runs for Fort Myers. But they still have four errors, which have proven quite costly. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Payoff misses upstairs in the fastball. The tying run reaches on the walk as Amick was behind in the count for much of that at bat, starting off 0-2. And now the tying run is on first base with nobody out in the eighth inning. So far, Heart of the Order has started off by reaching twice for Fort Myers. Homer by Rosario. Walk from Amick. He's on first, representing the go-ahead run. And a bunt popped foul, but, well, more line foul, I should say, as DeMartini had a good beat on that one. Oh, on the count to Zhao. With Amick on first base. We'll see how aggressive the Mighty Muscles get with a tie game in the eighth inning here. Carmack powers in a fastball that's fouled back. It's 0-2. Amick so far, two stolen bases in two attempts in his 17th appearance so far with the Mighty Muscles. Nothing in two, the count now to Jaw. Carmack deals. Fastball hit on a line to right field. Dragoo is there. He makes the catch, and back to first quickly is Amick to keep it at out number one. First out of the season as Zhao is retired for the second time tonight. And Dragoo did a good job of rushing himself back to keep Amick on first base. First pitch to Ferrer, breaking ball, misses upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. Now to Ferrer, here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, well pitched by Carmack. 92 on the gun as the count evens at 1-1. Threshers starting off a right-handed reliever in the ninth, hopefully for a save. Especially since it's Titan Hayes, one of the highest drafted pitchers by the Phillies, who has been excellent so far with Clearwater. Curveball slips out of the grip of Carmack, almost gets Ferrer, and that looked like it was a lot more dangerous than the first pitch that hit him. 2-1 now. Amick with a short lead off of first, and here's the 2-1 coming to Ferrer. Fastball caught on a missed, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Threshers shifted for a double play with Caba shifted more towards short with a right-hander at the plate. Pickoff attempt not in time as back underneath the tag is Billy Amick. Two balls, two strikes the count, one gone here in the bottom eighth. One run already across for Fort Myers. The 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Kyler Carmack goes upstairs with a fastball and gets punch out number two on his night for out number two in the eighth inning. So two gone now, and that'll bring up Daniel Pena, who is 1-for-3 on the day with a sacrifice fly in his first at bat back in the second inning. First pitch is a curveball for a ball, 0-1, now the count. 1-0 with two outs here in the eighth inning. The count as time called. I think that was a balk that moved the runner to second base where Billy Amick now is. So Amick now on second, and the 1-0 coming to Pena. Fastball in for a strike, count evens at 1-1. First balk for Kyler Carmack in his pro career. 1-1 the count to Pena as Carmack looks over at second. Two on the pitch clock as he deals. This ball hit on the line of right field or left field, and it's foul. Fortunately for the Threshers, because that more than likely would have scored Amick from second. Now it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 7-7 the score. A game with multiple ties and three lead changes. 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Kyler Carmack with a curveball by Pena. He strikes out the final two batters of the eighth inning to send us to the ninth in a tie ball game. But the Mighty Muscles got on the board once again. Kalei Rosario with his second homer of the night finishes off his rehab assignment with a tying blast. 7-7 the score. Wilker Reyes back out for Fort Myers. Top of the Threshers order leading us off in a tie game in the ninth. Don't go anywhere.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-priced drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-priced drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Tie game in the ninth inning. It doesn't get too much better than that. Wilker Reyes still on the hill for the Mighty Muscles. 7-7 the score with Starlin Caba leading off the ninth for Clearwater. Breaking ball misses upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count in a potential playoff preview here in Fort Myers. The Threshers, the first half champions, and the Mighty Muscles currently leading by four games in the second half of the season. Their lead could be cut down to three if the Threshers can overtake them in this ninth inning, as Lakeland took an 8-3 win over Dunedin. Slider catches the inside edge, and it's a 2-1 count to Caba, who is 0-4 so far today. A hit would not only help out the Threshers by getting their leadoff man on board, but also would give Caba his fifth straight game with a knock. Swung on a miss at the fastball. Now it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Now pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Reyes with his second punch out. Starts off Caba with a K, and now there's one gone. Number So now Dante Norrie coming up to the plate for the Threshers. He's already shown his ability to come up big as the Michigan State champ takes a breaking ball for a called strike. Norrie, a game-winning single that would have been extra bases had it not been already in the 10th inning. And the Threshers in line for the walk-off as Norrie takes a fastball again on the outside edge. It's 0-2. Nothing to the count with one gone. Left on left matchup with another lefty on deck here for Clearwater. The 0-2 outside, and the fastball misses. 1-2 now to Dante Norrie. 27th overall pick for the Threshers with two RBIs today. They're coming both in the fifth inning, and he is 1-for-4. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Hit on the ground towards second. Del Rosario makes a low throw, and that's going to pull the first baseman off the bag. Dante Norrie poked that one up the middle, and Del Rosario was running after it. Almost fell over trying to make the play and kind of stumbled coming up with it. Not sure if that's going to be error number 5 for the Threshers or if Norrie is going to get his second hit of the day. And it looks like it's a hit. So Dante Norrie now represents the tying run after a one-out single here in the 9th inning. Second multi-hit performance in his second consecutive game. As Ty Eat swings and fouls off a fastball, 0-1, now the count. He has hits in each of his last two at-bats, including the game-tying RBI in the 5th inning. Norrie leading off of first. He's got two steals already. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball missing outside, and now the count evens at 1-1 to Eduardo Taillé. So Norrie's on first base, a 1-1 to Taillé now. And the pitch, breaking ball outside and low, now it's 2-1. Two on the count. Norrie with a short lead off of first. 2-for-2 so far in steals. 2-1 to Taillé. This ball hit in the air out to center field. High in the air and in a shallow center. It's Winokur who backpedals and makes the catch in front of the oncoming Caden Kendall for out number 2.
Now batting for the Threshers, number 50,
Two down to Joel Dragoo, who has reached three times today, but only once safely on a walk in his second at bat of the fifth inning. Swings and misses the first pitch. It's a strike. Reached on two errors and scored, so Dragoo is 0-for-3 today. But he's still been a productive member of the offense. Norrie's off for second. Pitch is low and outside for a ball. It kicks off of the shortstop and rolls into right field. Norrie takes advantage and heads to third. Stands up as Brandon Winokur picks up the baseball out in right. Should be an error on Del Rosario. That would make the fifth error of the night for the Mighty Muscles. It is a stolen base, though. That's the third of Norrie's career. But the errant throw makes it gives the Threshers a chance with a runner on third base. 1-1 the count with two down, and now a man on third for Dragoo. The pitch takes it back up the middle, drifting out to right center field. On comes Kendall, but he makes the catch on the run, and that will do it for the top of the 9th inning. Looked good off the bat, but Dragoo's liner just hung in the air a bit too long. And the go-ahead run is stranded on third base. No runs, a hit, an error, and one man left aboard with Fort Myers coming up in the 9th inning of a 7-7 ballgame.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Titan Hayes in for the ninth inning, and he starts off with ball one to Jay Thomason. 7-7 the score. Thomason, Del Rosario, and Kendall leading off the ninth inning for the Mighty Muscles. 1-0 to Thomason. Now it's inside as the fastball skips in the dirt. It's a 2-0 count. Titan Hayes was one of the first pitchers added to the Threshers roster from the Phillies' 2023 draft class. He has been used late in games primarily and is in his fourth pro appearance. Fastball up and away. It's a 3-0 count. The former governor at Austin, PA State University was an 11th round pick of the Phillies. The 22-year-old has tossed four shutout innings. With three hits allowed. 2-1 fouled off. It's 3-1 fouled off. It's 3-1. 3-1 pitch. Taken the other way, and another one fouled off to fill up the count at 3-2. Glad I finally have it right. So three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Big pitch coming from Hayes, not wanting to put the leadoff man aboard. And another one fouled off by Thomason to keep the count full at 3-2. Still a full count through the first six pitches from Titan Hayes. The righty deals. Fastball low, and that's ball four. A leadoff walk to start off the bottom of the ninth inning. Angel Del Rosario has had a pretty mixed game so far for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. At the plate, he's been excellent. Three singles, two steals, a run, an RBI, and that run came on a steal of home. He now starts off the count by taking a fastball low for ball number one. In the field, though, he's had two errors, one of them which led to a run directly. Now it's a 7-7 ball game, and there's a man on first with one out. He bunts it right back to the pitcher, Tay Hayes, turns and fires second, gets the runner, but Del Rosario beats out the throw, and it's a fielder's choice. Smart play by Titan Hayes, turning and getting the lead runner out at second, and just your everyday 1-6 fielder's choice puts Angel Del Rosario aboard the first base bag. First pitch to Kendall. Fastball just missing outside. It's a 1-0 count. Fastball, sinker, slider, really, for Titan Hayes. 1-0 the count with one gone, and leading off of first is Del Rosario. He's really looking to make an impact, and this one could be two. Slow roll to second. Caba today for one. Back to first base. Picked on a hop by Tello, and he's safe. No, he's out. Changing the call is the bases umpire, and it's a double play to end the ninth inning. We are going to extra innings as the Threshers were close on the first one, and the second ground ball gets a double play, and now there's free baseball in Fort Myers. Titan Hayes induces two double play looking ground balls, and Wilker Reyes will come out for the 10th inning in a tie 7-7 game.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Top of the 10th inning, and for the second time in the last three games, the Clearwater Threshers are going to try and win one in extra innings. Carson DeMartini starts at the dish. Joel Dragoo is the extra runner on second. Wilker Reyes, the lefty, still on the hill for the Mighty Muscles. DeMartini takes the first pitch and pops it up. Staying on the infield on the left side, Winokur next to Amick, and it's Amick who makes the call and the catch. One pitch, one out, starting off the 10th inning. Dragoo on second base. The Threshers had a walk-off win the last time they were in extras, courtesy of a Dante Norrie single, who was close to getting the winning run in the ninth inning, but was stranded on third base. In extra innings this year, the Threshers have won 5 of 4 games. And that includes a couple of walk-off wins. Tello takes a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. He is 2-for-4, double and a single RBI, and he scored 2 runs with 1 each time he's reached base. 0-1. Taken the other way, and a hard foul ball bouncing off the Threshers' dugout railing, 0-2. O-2 to Tello. Dragoo with a short leadoff first, being watched by Del Rosario. Reyes deals outside on the breaking ball. 1-2 is now the count. One gone to Tello. Dragoo on second base with the game on the line here in the 10th inning. Titan Hayes looks like he's coming out for the bottom half of the frame as this one is stroked into right field, but it's foul. Hitting the net in front of the berm. Tello looked like he could have had a go-ahead single there. Maybe even extra bases. Still a 1-2 count to Rader, former Iowa Hawkeye, who was signed as an undrafted free agent by the Phillies in July. 1-2 the count, with one gone in the 10th inning. Reyes deals. Fouled back again as Tello continues to fight off breaking balls from Wilker Reyes. One and two the count. Back up the middle over the glove of the pitcher. It's into the arms of Brandon Whitaker on a tough hop, but he picks it up and gets it to first for out number two. Dragoo moves to third base, but there are two outs here in the 10th inning. So a productive out for Tello, but all outs come at a premium in extra innings. Now Brady Day coming up to the plate. Game on the line, on base streak on the line. Day has reached an 11 consecutive games for the Threshers this season. A single here could give the will give the Threshers the lead as he takes a breaking ball for a called strike. But Brady's 0 for 4 today. He struck out three times and grounded out to first in his initial at bat. 0-1 the count to Brady. With a man on third in Dragoo. The pitch popped up, and that should do it. Foul territory, drifting back fair. The catcher can't find it, and he ends up making the grab. Two-handed grab just in fair side, and Brady Day's on base streak ends at 11. But the Threshers hoping to send it into the 11th as they go down in order. Fort Myers has a chance to walk it off. Kendall to start the inning on second. Whitaker leading off in a 7-7 ballgame.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club.
Titan Hayes back out for his second inning of work, which is not something that is all too common for the late reliever in Hayes. Brandon Whitaker at the dish on second base is Caden Kendall. And Whitaker hits one deep out to left field, and that is the ball game. First pitch of the bottom of the 10th inning, and Titan Hayes allows the first two runs as a pro. Brandon Whitaker wins the game and ties the Mighty Muscles single season home run record and will be mobbed at home plate as the Mighty Muscles spare themselves a chance at losing ground after a day with five errors, but four home runs for Fort Myers give them the victory. 9-7 the score, and Brandon Whitaker is the hero tonight in Fort Myers. A back and forth contest that ends with a Mighty Muscles victory. The Threshers in this one till the end, but they fall in extras and drop to three games under 500. 9-7 is the final score. Titan Hayes allows his first run, takes his first loss. Wilker Reyes gets the win for Fort Myers. No save in the walk-off loss. And the Threshers will try to take the win when they return tomorrow. Rays improves to 6-2 on the season. We'll give you a quick recap of the ballgame and then send you home for the night. Fort Myers got on the board first with a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the second inning to open the scoring and take an early 1-0 lead. Back-to-back home runs with one out in the third inning quadrupled the Mighty Muscles' advantage. 2-4 to nothing. They added run number five on a double steal in the fourth, including a steal of home that put Fort Myers ahead by five. Joel Dragu reached on a throwing error to start the top of the fifth inning, sending him to second after the ball landed in the Threshers' first base dugout. After Carson DeMartini was hit by a pitch, Raider Tello drove Dragu home on a single to plate the Threshers' first run of the game, moving DeMartini to third base. After the first out of the top of the fifth, Cody Shojinaga drew a walk off of Mighty Muscles starter Cesar Larez to load the bases. Avery Wusuasidu beat out an infield hit on the next pitch to plate DeMartini from third and cut the deficit to three runs. Dante Norrie came up with two outs in the frame and clubbed a two-run single to chase Larez from the contest and put the Threshers within one run. Eduardo Tait greeted new Mighty Muscles reliever Juan Mercedes with an RBI single to right, tying the game at five. The tie didn't last long, with Fort Myers taking the lead back in the bottom of the fifth inning. But the lead didn't last long for Fort Myers either, with a top of the sixth, starting with a double by Tello. He moved to third on a single from Shojinaga, and a throwing error by Fort Myers reliever Logan Whitaker allowed Tello to score from third and even the game at six runs apiece. Tait started off the seventh with a single and moved to second on an errant pickoff attempt by Whitaker. In the next at-bat, Dragu hit a slow ground ball to second base that was misplayed by Fort Myers' second baseman, Angel Del Rosario. As the baseball ricocheted off his glove into right field, Tait took advantage and came home from third, giving the Threshers their first lead of the game at 7-6. Fort Myers led off the bottom of the eighth with their third home run of the night to tie the game at 7. Both teams put runners on in the ninth, but the game remained tied and headed into extra innings. After the Threshers went down 1-2-3 in the sixth inning, the first pitch of the bottom tenth was launched for a game-winning home run by Brandon Whitaker. A walk-off jack ended the contest at 9-7 and kept the Mighty Muscles four games ahead of the Flying Tigers as they look to wrap up that second playoff spot in the West. So if this is going to be the playoffs in the Florida State League West, we're going to be in for a good series and potentially a good postseason series that will begin on September 10th. Remember, the Clearwater Threshers host Game 2 and Game 3 if necessary. Those will be on September 12th and September 13th, if necessary, would be game number 3. You can get those tickets on ThreshersBaseball.com. A tough loss for Clearwater as they move to 58-61, 15-38 on the season, with Fort Myers continuing their strong second half as they move one game closer to clinching the second half championship. That'll be all for tonight, though, with the Threshers taking their fifth walk-off loss of the season and their third walk-off loss of the season and their fifth extra inning loss of the season. 9-7 is the final score, and Clearwater will be back against the Mighty Muscles here in Fort Myers at Hammond Stadium at Lee Health Sports Complex. 7:05 is the first pitch tomorrow. Sam Highfill will get his first career start for the Threshers, going up against the rehabbing lefty Brent Hedrick. Until tomorrow, my name is Josh Sperber. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Threshers Broadcast Network. Make sure to stick around and join us again tomorrow at 7 o'clock when we resume the potential first half and second half champions in the Florida State League. Threshers could be playing their playoff opponent. You'll have to tune in to the rest of the series to watch. Thank you all for tuning in, and please enjoy your Tuesday night.